Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, family. Good morning. We are in Q4, October 1st. It is today. We are in the fourth quarter. I'm Catherine, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. You know, today is a phenomenal day. It doesn't matter what happened the other 9 months of this year. It may not have panned out the way you wanted to pan out. You may not have seen the results that you want to see. But as we all know, in the fourth quarter, you can make up for it all. In the fourth quarter is the quarter to go all in. This is the quarter to remove any distractions, any naysayers that's around you that's saying, you know what, well, you don't have to go that hard. You can kind of just take it easy, kind of go with the flow. Those are not the people you need in your ear this fourth quarter. If people are in your inner circle saying to you, just take it easy, you know, let things just flow. You don't have to go so hard. If you have people like that in your ear, I'm telling you, you're not going to hit your goals at the end of this year with keeping those same people around you. You need to be around individuals that are go-getters. You need to be around individuals that want to go hard, that want to go to the next level. And yes, of course, I know a common topic is that we need to have balance. Yes, we should have balance in life. But one thing is true. When you're going after your goals and you have a certain desired end date that you want to make it happen, you have to go all in. You can't patty cake it. You can't handle your goals in a casual, if it happens, it happens, and if it don't, it don't. There's no way you're going to hit your goals with that mindset. So, again, if you have it, maybe it's not the people around you. Maybe you have that mindset to just handle things in a casual fashion, and if things stick and if things work, it works, and if it don't, it don't. I would ask you to reassess your goals. I would ask you to reassess your why. Why do you do what you do? Today, October 1st, reassess your goals. Why are you doing what you do? Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not that passionate about what you're doing, you're not going to go all in. You're not going to go hard for it. You're going to patty cake it, and you will just be, well, if it happens, it happens, and if it don't, it don't. So I'm speaking this morning specifically to the individuals that want to go all in this fourth quarter, to the individuals that say, you know what, I have not been able to hit my benchmark goals the previous 9 months, but these last 3 months, I'm going to remove any distractions, and if my mindset is a distraction, I'm going to shift that thinking so that way I can end 2019 with my goals met and start and launch into 2020 with a fresh perspective, but with momentum. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, you know, people will say they want to start a business, they want to run an organization, or they're called to be a leader, or they're called to do a movement, but you're going too slow. In order to have something to have a movement, it has to be a certain pace in which you run, right? So today I'm talking to individuals that want to run at a fast pace to get that momentum up, because see, the pace in how you build this last quarter is going to be indicative of how you start in 2020. I'm going to say that again. The pace in how you flow this fourth quarter is indicative of how you're going to launch into 2020. Don't expect this powerful movement, this powerful launch into 2020 if you're not ending this year with high momentum, right? What does your momentum look like? Maybe that's why the past 9 months it didn't look that well, because the momentum was slow. The momentum was moving like a turtle, right? We have to have high intensity about our endeavors, about our goals, and what we see for ourselves. Now, there may be some that's listening to this show that's saying, well, you know what, I got the energy, I'm pumped, I'm ready to go, but I don't have a strategy, I don't know what I need to do. One of the things that I'm going to highlight certain things from my book that I wrote, Community Engagement, From Concept to Implementation, 8 Steps to Unlocking Your Creative Ideas. I'm going to just share some different pieces in my 8 steps today. Step one talks about writing the plan. If you haven't done it, I know sometimes people say, oh, it's daunting, I don't feel like writing it out, it's all in my head, I know what I need to do. No, there's power when you put pen to paper and you write out the goal. Put pen to paper and write it out, because now you have a commitment. You're looking at that piece of paper. That is a commitment letter that you've done and made to yourself. So are you now going to honor what you put on paper? Are you going to honor it? Timeline. Step two talks about creating a timeline. In other words, what are your in delivery dates? when do you want to have the goal accomplished by? Sometimes people don't never put a date to it because they don't want to make a commitment to it. That's the number one reason. People don't put a date to their goal because, you know, some people say, well, I don't want to put a date out there and then it don't happen, then I'm going to look foolish. No. You need to put a date out there. You need to put a date even to yourself. Have you been giving yourself a date? Forget about putting it out there to the public. Have you given yourself an end date? Because if you haven't given yourself an end date, guess what? I know it's going to sound rough. It's going to happen. It's not going to happen. Give your step examine your assets. Now, many people know I have a lot of assets. I have a lot of resources. I don't have this. I don't have that. I beg to differ. We all have resources, and I say start with what you have. There are many individuals, you research them, that are, you know, movers and shakers, that are, you know, individuals that are very well in their business, but that doesn't mean that they came from money. There are many individuals that started with humble beginnings, but they grind, they used what they had, and they built. Sometimes we make excuses, and that's why we stay stuck. We make excuses, and we don't move forward. We make excuses to other people that's not helping us. We make excuses and say, we don't have enough money. Listen, there's so many resources around. I tell people, go to the library. The library is full of resources. Sometimes we don't use the basic things that we had in our hands and right in our backyard. The library, use some resources. And there are different chambers and things of that nature that have free resources that you can build, but a lot of times it's about the mindset at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It's about seeing what you have, okay, and yes, basically, you know, you may need other things to get to the next level. You have excuses in Q4. It's not time for any excuses. Step number four in my book talks about develop your network. I ask, who is in your network? Who is in your network? Who are you? But now, quite frankly, with the wrong people. And the train isn't moving anywhere. We all just coming together, socializing, meeting. We have our hangout times. We're getting together, cracking jokes, eating, and we saying we coming together to meet to work on a plan, but we're not really working on any plan. We're just socializing. Now, again, socializing has its place. But, again, this type of strategy and network that I'm talking about is people that you're going to work with, you're going to lock arms with, and you are going to build a model together. You're intentional about what you're building. So, again, if you have people in your circle, or maybe you are the one that's pulling the circle and keeping the circle from moving forward, you got to do an assessment. Do an honest assessment of self. That's something I'm always doing. Every 30 days I'm taking an assessment of myself. What did I do well this month? What did I not do well in? What areas do I need to grow in? And I set myself up. I'll put myself in situations that I have to grow. Stop keeping yourself in a comfortable box that you do not have to grow. Your business is not going to grow if the individual that is the owner of the company don't grow. Don't expect your business to grow if you are not willing to grow. Don't expect your people on the team to grow if you are not willing to grow. You can't push anyone on the team beyond where you are willing to grow to. You just can't. So, again, we have to make sure we stay focused. We have to make sure we're developing a strategic alliance. We're not letting a lot of time get by and wasting time. Step number five in my book talks about developing teams. Now, developing teams within your organization, within your business structure, who is on your team? You don't need a whole lot of people. I want to put that out there. Some people say, well, I can't get started because I don't have a whole bunch of people. You don't need a whole bunch of people. You don't need a whole bunch of people. What you need to do is put together your strategic plan, identify who you need, what specific type person you need with a specific skill set. See, that's the thing. Sometimes we're just grabbing whosoever will. We're not being strategic about it. You need to know what your plan is, because if you know what your plan is, you'll know what type of person you need and what type of skill set you need on your team. So you're not just, you know, rounding up the troops and you have a whole mass of people doing nothing. You know, so don't get yourself frustrated. Don't put yourself in a situation. Know what you want. Go after what you want. Be strategic about it. Step number six, implementation, i.e. execute. Now, this is one of my faves, because after we've written the strategic plan, after we've gone through the whole process, we all amped, we all pumped. Now we got to do some work. We got to actually execute. We got to actually do something. We cannot patty cake it. We cannot, visualize all these great things happening. Just think it's just going to come into the atmosphere out of osmosis. Just, you know, faith without works is dead. You know, I'm a believer, but I know God has given me two hands, two feet. He's given me a mind, and he's given me a will to execute on what he's called me to do. So we all have a will. And the thing is, sometimes we say we're waiting on something. You know what? This fourth quarter, stop saying I'm waiting on this person, I'm waiting on that person, or I'm waiting on this particular resource before I can move out. I'm telling you, start with what you have and execute. Start with what you have and execute, because if you keep waiting for this situation to be perfect, you're never going to start, and that will always be your excuse. Step number seven says review and edit. I tell every entrepreneur, every business owner, every leader, every quarter, you should take an assessment. So I know at the top of this show I talked about, even if you didn't hit your goals the first 9 months, don't stress about that. It's true, don't stress, but I do want you to evaluate. Evaluate what went well. Evaluate what did not go well, right? Because you don't want to repeat the same thing in quarter four. Review what went well, what did not go well. Look, I know sometimes it's hard to look in the mirror, but it's what we all have to do. What I have to do is what you have to do to get to the next level. Step number eight is the ripple effect. What's the ripple effect? The ripple effect talks about building your business decade to decade, making sure your business is growing with a solid foundation. This is also one of my faves, because a lot of times people will start a project, a movement, a business, or whatever, and they don't keep going. The doors eventually close up. They don't even last 10 years, right? So I also will say this: stop following after people that couldn't even have their business to last for 10 or more years. Sometimes people are talking to you, they're giving you wrong information, they're not inspiring you, they're not motivating you, they're not giving you any strategic sound advice to help your business to be more structured, and their business, it didn't even grow. So, again, you need to mind who you're following. Sometimes we look at social media and somebody can have a huge following, but what does their business structure actually look like? We can get a lot of likes, we can get all these comments. What does that person's bank account actually look like? What does their business structure actually look like? Do not get caught up in the social media frenzy this fourth quarter. There's going to be a lot of things that's going to be posted online. People are going to look beautiful and make things look awesome. Okay, but you don't know what their business structure actually look like. Connect with someone where you know they actually have a strong foundation with their company and with their business, and they are building something sound. It was a book that I read. It was called The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and the Middle Class. And one of the distinctions was talking about how millionaires build decade to decade. In other words, they don't build, okay, what are we doing next year? What are we doing this quarter? They see things 10 years out. They project 10 years out. How many of us are actually projecting 10 years out for our business model? Many don't do that. But, again, if you want to differentiate yourself in your business model, that is something you want to do. Give a shout out to some shit in totally with you have this fourth quarter to get by, to get away, and to be another 3 months where you say, you know what? I didn't hit my goals. I didn't make it. I'm just going to see what happens come January 2020. I'm going to get started in January 2020. I'm going to take it easy this last 3 months. You know, the holiday season coming up, Thanksgiving coming up, Christmas. I'm just going to chill and take it easy. I'm telling you, how you end this fourth quarter is how you're going to start the first quarter of 2020. Make no mistake about it. The momentum that you build this fourth quarter is going to set the tone for the first quarter of next year, and the first quarter of next year is going to set the tone for the entire year of 2020. I want to speak to your heart and speak to your mind. Don't beat yourself up if you did not hit your goals these first 9 months. Utilize these last 3 months to hit your goal. You do not have to end this year the same way which you started. You might have started this year with great intentions, but you didn't hit your goals. You might have started with great intentions, but you're like, you know what? Things didn't come together the way I thought it was going to come together. I want you to speak life over yourself, and I want you to tell yourself, I am powerful, I am strong, I am an overcomer. This quarter is going to be the best quarter of 2019. I'm going to end this year strong. I am the head, I am not the tail, I am above and not beneath, I'm the lender and not the borrower. I am a queen, I am a king. I am called to this generation. You speak words of life to yourself. Speak words of life. Words of life, not words of death. That's going to build you up and then build everybody else up around you. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to see everybody at the top. Plug back in next Tuesday for another edition of Good Morning to the Leader in You.